Shabbat Shalom, brethren. Chag Sameach and Lashana Tova. Happy New Year to you all. Today's Tishrei 1 on the Hebrew calendar, and it's fallen on Monday, 26th September 2022. Hallelujah. I'm running out of battery, but let me try and do what I can in this audio. Now, we were talking about the holy rapture to the heavens in the previous audio, and we also talked about the voice of Yahweh, Yahushua HaMashiach, and Ruach HaKodesh. Now, we understand that the mature bride will be the one raptured on this day, the Revelation 14 bride, the ones, and then all, then we understand that the Revelation 7 bride will be in the second chance holy rapture to the heavens, which happens 3 years later, or 3 years into the Great Tribulation, after the two witnesses have been raptured to the heavens. Hallelujah. So whoever is left behind and is scheduled for rapture will have to wait for the two witnesses to complete their mission, you know, to complete their calling, their ministry on earth. And when they are taken up, because they are part of the mature bride, they are part of the 144,000 of Revelation 14, they have to wait for them to be raptured to the heavens before the Revelation 7 bride can be raptured to the heavens. And as far as I am concerned, the Revelation 7 bride will be raptured on the day of the ascension of Yahushua HaMashiach to the heavens. So during the Omer count, I think it's day 33, because from the day of the ascension of Yahushua, it is 10 days to 10 days more of the Omer count, the counting of the Omer, the counting of the 7 weeks, or count 50 days before Shavuot, Pentecost, is observed or celebrated. Hallelujah. So how I came to that understanding, that it will be the day of the ascension of Yahushua HaMashiach to the heavens, so basically during the counting of the Omer season, is that remember that it's all tied to the two witnesses. So the holy rapture of the heavens happens, the holy rapture to the heavens of the Revelation 14 bride occurs on Rosh Hashanah, which is, you know, in this time of year. And then we have to count 3.5 years from that time on, which is the time that the two witnesses spend ministering in Jerusalem, and they annoy Obama, the anti-Messiah. It's also the time when this time around of year is the time when the anti-Messiah will have signed a contract with Israel, a covenant of peace, and then 3.5 years later he would break it. So remember that Obama only gets to rule, you know, fully, you know, the time when he shows off the worst side of him. That is in the last 3.5 years of the Great Tribulation, the day of the Lord. So so what would happen is, for 3.5 years after the Revelation 14 bride have been taken up, the two witnesses will come down on the day of the Rosh Hashanah after the others have gone up. Out of the 144,000, the two witnesses will come back down onto the earth, but they will be transformed into, what do they call it, and glorified bodies, and they'll be placed in Jerusalem where they will continue their ministry on earth for 3.5 days. Hallelujah. Remember that by the day of Rosh Hashanah, we will all, those who are being those who are going to be raptured will already be in glorified bodies, because they'll be ministering all over the earth, you know, gathering the last harvest. Hallelujah. As per Matthew 22:1-14. They'll be gathering the last harvest. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of Yahushua. Hallelujah. So the two witnesses will be taken up and brought back down They will be in Jerusalem for 3.5 years, where they will do many wonders, which is part of the second war, as per Revelation 11. They are also mentioned in Zechariah chapter 4. And then on the day on which they rise up in the air, you know, they will die for, they will be stoned. Yahweh will allow their bodies to be attacked. They will be stoned and they will fall to the ground and die. And their bodies will be left on the street for 3.5 days. After which Yahushua HaMashiach will call them up into the heavens. So they will come up, they will become alive again, and they will be transformed once again into proper glorified bodies, the final type, and they will go into the air. And not long after that, the Revelation 7 bride will go up into the air as well. And I think there's another set of the dead in Christ, of Yahushua HaMashiach, that may go up around that time. So I think around that time, or before that time, no, shortly after that, those who have been those who have been martyred will come up and will go around the earth encouraging those who are going to be martyred in the next 3.5 years. So not long after the two witnesses have been raptured to the heavens, and the Revelation 7 bride raptured to the heavens as well, before the marriage supper of the Lamb begins, the Revelation 14 bride will be singing in the heavens the song of Moshe, the song of Moshe, hallelujah. They will be singing while all this is happening. Then after the rapture of the Revelation 7 bride, the Ten Commandments will be put on display for the whole world to see. The original tablets of the Ten Commandments, the ones that are made in blue sapphire stone, they will be placed on display for the whole world to remind everybody of the commandments of Yah, with particular emphasis on the fourth commandment, because that is the one that will cause people to get the mark of the beast if they don't tread carefully. And then the Sunday law will be passed, whereby everybody will be commanded to go to their nearest church on a Sunday. And if anybody obeys that law, that is the end of them. They will be bound for hellfire for the rest of their lives. Hallelujah. So we are not to obey the coming Sunday law. Many people don't understand why we keep emphasizing that Saturday is the correct Sabbath. But they will understand when the time comes, you know. For now, it doesn't make much sense to many, and many attack this ministry because of that. But we leave that to Yahweh. He understands best the heart of man, which is deceitful and desperately wicked. I just leave that to God. He knows best. Let him take care of his people in his own way. All we can do is pray, and also release the prophetic words in accordance with his will. Hallelujah. So this is the introduction I have regarding this. There's probably more to say, but I'm going to stop there. But I'm just amazed at how much everything ties in with each other. So that is the Torah portion for today. The main Torah portion that we're reading is Genesis chapter 21, verse 1 to 34. As I said earlier on, or the whole of Genesis 21, the Haftarah portion is 1 Samuel chapter 1, verse 1 till the end, and then chapter 2, verse 1 to 10. Then the Brit Hadashah, or the New Covenant, the New Testament scripture, is Matthew 24, verses 29 to 36. And then Luke chapter 31, verses 39 to 55. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Today is the great sounding of the shofar, the beginning of the year. May we have a sweet new year, a blessed and peaceful new year. Yes, the world will be chaotic this year, because we have seen signs of war. This year we have seen the signs of war. So it's going to be a very challenging year, 2023. On Yah's calendar, 2023 has begun today, not next year. This is why the COVID-19 pandemic actually started in 2019, not 2020. So everything usually starts around this time of year, though the world Celino gets to recognize it as being starting in January, which is wrong. So we recognize this as the new year. This is the year when the bride is really needing to prepare more than ever for what is to come in the future. We are still preparing each year, so the rapture is not happening this year because many things have not yet come to pass. For example, Trump, Donald J. Trump, the seventh king of Revelation 17:10, 17:9-10, is not yet back in office. Biden, the John the Baptist of Obama, the anti-Messiah, hasn't yet left. The fiery kickoff event, which is 9/11 part 2, has not yet happened. The giants are not yet here. There's no proper chaos to see or to feel as yet. You know, the 3 days of darkness have not happened. So there's many things that haven't yet happened, which means the rapture cannot happen now. It can't happen this year, but we are not far off. We are very close, brethren. We are so close. Yahushua cannot stop emphasizing that we are so close. He's still giving us a window of opportunity for his mercy, but we are so close. We should not take that window of opportunity for granted. We should use it carefully. Okay, my battery is really running low and I wouldn't want this audio to be cut short, but I wish to read Genesis chapter 1 verse 24 to 31. That's Genesis chapter 1 verse 24 to 31. All right, I've managed to get a power bank. Now let's read. Yah said, let the earth produce living creatures after their kind. Yah said, let the earth produce living creatures after their kind, livestock, creeping things, and the animals, and animals of the earth after their kind. And it was so. So the living creatures, the livestock, the creeping things, they were produced from the earth. Yah made the animals of the earth after their kind, and the livestock after their kind, and everything that creeps on the ground after its kind. You can see how much he's emphasizing the issue of after its kind, after its kind. Remember in Leviticus, he tells us that we are not to interbreed different kinds of animals. We are not to make a dog and a cow, for example, to interbreed, or a dog and a cat, or any other animals. We are not to interbreed. He wants each animal to remain the way he created it and let them produce their own kind. So it continues to say that Yah saw that it was good. Hallelujah. So that's the first part of the day. Then the other part of the day, Yah said, he's speaking to the Trinity, the Holy Trinity Godhead, that's speaking to the other members of the Holy Trinity Godhead, which are Yahushua HaMashiach and Ruach HaKodesh, or Shekinah glory. Let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the birds of the sky, and over the livestock, and over the earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps on the earth. Yah created. It's very interesting how it mentions the different things he has created, and he says that we are to have dominion, which means he took an element of each of those things and placed it in our bodies so that we can have dominion over those things. Hallelujah. Let's read verse 27. Yah created man in his own image. In Yah's image, he created him. Male and female, he created them. Yah blessed them and said to them, be fruitful and multiply. fill the earth and subdue it. Have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the sky, and over every living thing that moves on the earth. So after making man, he made a declaration, a prophetic and empowering declaration that he gave us dominion over his creation, especially the one on earth and in the air. Hallelujah. Yah said, behold, I have given you every herb yielding seed, which is on the surface of all the earth, and every tree which bears fruit yielding seed. It will be your food. Then verse 30, to every animal of the earth, and to every bird of the sky, and to everything that creeps on the earth, in which there is life, I have given every green herb for food, and it was so. It's important for us to take note of verse 29, because he is emphasizing that when he created the world, our food, the food that he designed for each one of us and animals to eat, for human beings and animals to eat, is plants. Plants, fruits, seeds. Hallelujah. That is verse 29 and 30. Is it? No. Yeah, verse 29 and 30 is where he talks about what he designed for us to eat. Then verse 31, Yah saw everything that he had made, and behold, it was good. Tov. There was evening, and there was morning, a sixth day. Hallelujah. Now let us read this in the Orthodox Jewish Bible. And Yah said, let the earth bring forth the living creature after its kind, cattle and creeping thing, and the beast of the earth after its kind. And it was so. And Yah made the beast of the earth after its kind, and cattle after their kind, and everything that creepeth upon the earth after its kind. And Yah saw that it was tov. Then verse 26, and Yah said, let us make man in our zelem. So image is zelem. 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 T-Z-E-L-E-M. Zelem. Hallelujah. After our demut. Demut. Demut is likeness. Demut. And Yah said, let us make man in our zelem, after our demut, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon haaretz, the earth. Haaretz, the earth. Then verse 27, so Yah created humankind in his own zelem. So he is continually emphasizing that he made us in his zelem, in his image. And remember, we are female, we are male and female, which means God is both male and female. Hallelujah. So Yah created humankind in his own zelem, in the zelem Elohim, in the image of Yah. That is something to be very proud of. We are the only creation that Yah has created in his own zelem image, and in his, and after his likeness is demut. So Yah created humankind in his own zelem, in the zelem Elohim, image of Yah, created him, zachar, male, and nekeva, female, created he them. So male is zachar, and female is nekeva in Hebrew. Zachar and nekeva. Zachar and nekeva. He is repeatedly emphasizing that he made us in his image, and after his likeness. He's not repeating these verses as wasting time. He's not wasting time. He knows what he's saying. And this is why we continually share that Holy Spirit, who is known as Ruach HaKodesh in Hebrew, and her name is Shekinah Glory, as well as Imayah, as well as Wisdom, Chokmah, is a feminine, is feminine, female. So let's read verse 28. All females were made in the image of the Ruach HaKodesh, as per a mighty wind ministry prophecies 89 and 90. And Yahweh says the idea, Ruach HaKodesh says, the idea of family, so father, mother, and children, is of him. It started in the heavens. So you've got God the Father, God the Mother, God the Son, and then it was extended to humanity. Hallelujah. Praise be unto Ahaya. Ahaya is I am, the great I am. Hallelujah. And verse 28 says, and Yah blessed them, and Yah said unto them, be fruitful and multiply, and fill the earth and subdue it, and have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth. So he makes a prophetic declaration to us, you know, to have dominion over his creation that is on the earth and in the air and in the seas. Then verse 29 says, and Yah said, Hine, which means behold, Hine, I have given you every herb bearing seed, which is the face of Kol Haaretz, all the earth, and every Eds tree. Eds tree, tree in Hebrew is Eds, E-T-Z, in which is the fruit of a tree yielding seed. To you it shall be for food. Verse 30, and to every beast of the earth, and to every fowl of the air, and to everything that creepeth upon the earth, wherein there is life, I have given every green herb for food. And it was so. And Yah saw everything that he had made, and behold, it was tov meod. Interesting that he says tov meod on the Rosh Hashanah day one. Tov meod meaning very good. And Erev and the Boker were Yom Shishi, day six, the sixth day. Yom Echad, day one. Yom Sheni, day two. Yom Shilishi, day three. Yom Revi'i, day four. Yom Chamishi, day five. Yom Shishi, day six. Hallelujah. 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 Yom Shishi, day six. You are the mighty God, the great I am. Hallelujah, hallelujah. You are the mighty God, Yahweh, the great I am. Hallelujah, hallelujah. You are the mighty God, the great I am. Hallelujah, hallelujah. You are the mighty God, the great I am. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Shabbat shalom, Chag Sameach, and Lashana Tova. Happy New Year to you all.